And now chapter 15 of the Adi Lila, the Lord's Pogunda Lila.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Adaita Madadha Vivashati
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, because simply by offering a sumanas flower at his lotus feet, even the most ardent materialist becomes a devotee. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Let me now enumerate the activities of the Lord between the ages of 5 and 10. His chief occupation during this period was to engage himself in study. The pastimes of the Lord during his Pogunda age were very extensive. His education was his chief occupation, and after that, his very beautiful marriage took place. When the Lord was studying grammar at the place of Gangadas Pandit, he would immediately learn grammatical rules and definitions by heart, simply by hearing them once. He soon became so expert in commenting on the Panjitika, or commentary on grammar, that he could win victory over all the other students, although he was a neophyte. In his book Chaitanya Mangal, which later became Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur very elaborately described the Lord's pastimes of study. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down at the feet of his mother and requested her to give him one thing in charity. His mother replied, "My dear son, I will give you whatever you ask." Then the Lord said, "My dear mother, please do not eat grains on the Ekadasi day." Mother Sachi said, "You have spoken very nicely. I shall not eat grains on Ekadasi." From that day, she began to observe fasting on Ekadasi. Thereafter, seeing Vishvarup, a grown-up youth, Jagannath Mishra wanted to find a girl and arrange a marriage ceremony for him. Hearing of this, Vishvarup immediately left home and went away to accept sannyas and travel from one place of pilgrimage to another. When Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra heard of the departure of their elder son, Vishvarup, they were very unhappy. But Lord Chaitanya tried to console them. He said, "My dear mother and father, it is very good that Vishvarup has accepted the sannyas order, for thus he has delivered both his father's family and his mother's family." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured his parents that he would serve them, and thus the minds of his father and mother were satisfied. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate betel nuts offered to the deity, but they acted as an intoxicant, and he fell down on the ground unconscious. After his father and mother sprinkled water on his mouth with great haste, the Lord revived and said something wonderful they had never heard before. The Lord said, "Vishvarup took me away from here, and he requested me to accept the sannyas order. I replied to Vishvarup, 'I have my helpless father and mother, and also I am but a child. What do I know about the sannyas order of life? Later I shall become a householder, and thus serve my parents, for this action will very much satisfy Lord Narayan and his wife, the goddess of fortune.' Then Vishvarup returned me home and requested, 'Offer thousands and thousands of obeisances unto my mother Sachi Devi.' In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed various pastimes, but why he did so, I cannot understand. After some days, Jagannath Mishra passed away from this world to the transcendental world, and both mother and son were very much aggrieved in their hearts. Friends and relatives came there to pacify both Lord Chaitanya and his mother. Then Lord Chaitanya, even though he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, executed the rituals for his dead father according to the Vedic system. After some days, the Lord thought, I did not take sannyas, and since I am remaining at home, it is my duty to act as a grihastha. Without a wife, there is no meaning to householder life. Thus the Lord decided to marry. Merely a house is not a home, for it is a wife who gives a home its meaning. If one lives at home with his wife, together, they can fulfill all the interests of human life. One day, when the Lord was coming back from school, he accidentally saw the daughter of Vallabhacharya on the way to the Ganges. When the Lord and Lakshmi Devi met, their relationship was awakened, having already been settled, and coincidentally, the marriage maker, Vanamali, came to see Shachimata. Following the indications of Sachi Devi, Vanamali Ghatak arranged the marriage, and thus in due course, the Lord married Lakshmi Devi. Vrindavan Das Thakur has elaborately described all these pastimes of the Lord's early age. What I have given is but a condensed representation of the same pastimes. The Lord performed many varieties of pastimes in his early age, and Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has described them elaborately. I have given but a single hint of these pastimes, for Vrindavan Das Thakur, in his book Chaitanya Mangal, now Chaitanya Bhagavat, has described them all vividly. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends chapter 15 of the Adi Lila.